This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Turns out Jimmy Carter agrees with Donald Trump when it comes to banning Muslims from coming into the country during a crisis that's coming up after this special report. Russia's threatening to use nuclear weapons on ISIS. Putin actually tweeted that this morning. I saw it and thought it was a joke. No, it's officially been put out by the Russian Defense Ministry. Bernie Sanders pledges to get your guns no matter what. New declassified CIA manual admits they carry out false flags. It is over the top today and jam-packed guest. Big Trump insiders going to be on air with us and more. But first, this John Bound report.
Obama boldly stated that the federal government has the Syrian refugee crisis under control.
We've hardened our defenses from airports to financial centers to other critical infrastructure. Intelligence and law enforcement agencies have disrupted countless plots here and overseas and worked around the clock to keep us safe. Our military and counterterrorism professionals have relentlessly pursued terrorist networks overseas, disrupting safe havens in several different countries, killing Osama bin Laden.
But Obama didn't happen to mention that Representative Stephen Lynch, Democrat of Massachusetts, disclosed that a congressional investigation recently found that at least 72 people working at the Department of Homeland Security also were on the terror watch list. What would have been a scandal 30 years ago was barely mentioned today. Enter Donald Trump.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Soon after that statement, the liberal reactionaries on Twitter replied with fervor, even going so far as to call for Trump's assassination. Tweets included, "Can we kill Trump? Now he wants to impede Muslims from entering the U.S. Someone really needs to kill Trump, ASAP. Somebody kill Trump. I genuinely mean it. And I'd rather murder Trump and rot in jail than let my kid grow up in a world with Trump as president." Fresh off of backtracking her statements disregarding the First Amendment, it appears Attorney General Loretta Lynch would find all of this call to violent action, at the very least, predicating. Of course, she won't bat an eye, because Trump is on the wrong team. The lamestream media began to weigh in with their bought and paid for tactics.
You have leaders from your own party in the key states of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. You have galvanized political rivals all saying this is un-American and extreme and that it makes you a fascist. How do you respond?
Well, I totally disagree. You take a look, Chris, at what's going on, and it is disgraceful. First of all, you know, people quickly forget World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center number 2.
Not to be outdone, the flustered Republican field was all aglow with slap-in-the-face collective mentality. Politico writes, Jeb Bush fired back on Twitter saying Donald Trump is unhinged. His policy proposals are not serious. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said, this is the kind of thing that people say when they have no experience and don't know what they're talking about. The billionaire GOP frontrunner, Trump, argued that what I'm doing is no different than FDR, likening his proposal to policies implemented by Roosevelt against people of Japanese, German, and Italian descent during World War II. And that's just it. You can't cover up an invasion of 72% male Syrian refugees into foreign lands, where women are being raped at epidemic levels and jihad attacks are brandishing a foothold in regularity in Western culture. Wake up and smell the reality. We are under attack, courtesy of our do-nothing, say-nothing commandeer-in-chief. How many suicide bombings on American soil are the leftist lamestream media bobbleheads prepared to spin before Americans have to bail them out of hell on earth, fomented by their own PC rhetoric and global masters' talking points? John Bound for Infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, up on screen, Jimmy Carter agreed with Donald Trump. Huge news on that front and more. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You better turn me loose. You better set me free.
Free.
A little bit better than I used to be because I'm alive. Live wire. Good way to describe this worldwide broadcast reaching 20-plus million people a week extremely conservatively. Our Facebook mentions reached over 2.5 million this weekend. Three videos I did. Again, I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you know that the info war is hotter than a red-hot poking iron. And we're putting it right in the cyclopsian globalist eyeball every single day. First off, I am not here to defend Donald Trump just because he's familiar with the show and comes on the broadcast and, you know, said favorable things. I defend Donald Trump because the entire establishment is lined up against him, Republican and Democrat, and they misconstrue and spin basically 99% of what he has to say. He does make some other statements about the internet and censoring it to stop ISIS that I think is really dangerous. But when he made statements about bringing refugees in a few months ago, I and others said it was horrible. He got educated on it and changed his view. Now, if he continues to push this internet censorship stuff, I'll have a big problem. But separate from that, who do we have on the other side? Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and then the Republican side with Lindsey Graham calling him a hate-filled bigot and that he's not qualified to run for president when he doesn't even show up in the single digits hardly. And he's completely compromised and openly backed Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, what is ISIS today with John McCain in Syria. So he is one of the main culprits of this. We wrote a big story about it yesterday. WorldNet Daily is reporting on it as well today. Kill Trump, enraged left, calls for assassination. Critics demand death for GOP frontrunner after Muslim remarks. And all Trump said was, if we can't vet these people and Congress won't do their job and they're letting people come in masse, we've got to shut it down for a little while until we figure out what's going on. They've had many cases of health departments with the water supply with a deadly fungus or another poison in it, and they just shut the water off. If it's a bacteria or something, they say boil your water, it can make you sick. But when it's deadly poison, they shut it off. Now, maybe one-tenth of one, you know, millionth of a percent is the fungus. They've had this happen a bunch the last few years, killing a lot of people in Ohio and West Virginia and California. You see it in the news. Hundreds sick, dozens dead. And they shut the water off. So if you have 25% in international polls, 21% in other polls of Syrians and refugees, basically invaders into Syria, usurpers, saying they support ISIS, they support jihad in the West, do you bring in unvetted these people when they've come from terror training camps like Jihad Malik last week with San Bernardino? No, the answer is you shut it off. And so we're in an info war, and globalists want to get rid of our borders. Well, Front Page Magazine has an article. We copied the whole thing so it gets out to even more people up on Infowars.com. Carter banned Iranians from coming to the U.S. during hostage crisis. Trump is just like Hitler or Jimmy Carter. And that's their sarcastic headline. Fine. They're the ones that pointed this out. Good job, Front Page Magazine. But I'm going to have Watson kind of redo the article and actually show screenshots of the presidential declaration, the presidential order, and just have the headline that we put up on Twitter. Jimmy Carter agreed with Trump, blocked Muslims from entering the U.S., and deported en masse. Because that's what's in the article, and what's in the original stories from 1970, 1980, when you go look them up, is he had tens of thousands of Iranian students who were here on visas for education, called in, and if they violated their visa in any way, which most of them did, they were held and deported. Now, let's be clear. What Trump is saying is what any other country in history would do. If you came here from Italy, or you came here from Japan, or you came here from Africa, 100 years ago, you came here from Mexico, if you came in through Ellis Island, they kept you there 3 months. To check the international most wanted list, to write letters back to the country where you came from to check on you, to see if you're a wanted person, and to check to see if you have diseases like the plague, tuberculosis, the list goes on and on. So this idea that, oh, you get here, we don't even check your ID or find out who you are, or you're chopping the head off of Lady Liberty. That's the cartoon they've had going around of Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump on the cover of New York Daily News cutting the head off of the Statue of Liberty? The same New York Daily News, of course, 2 days ago said that Christians, particularly one Christian who was vocal about his faith, basically deserved to die and were bigoted terrorists and is not listed amongst the dead, but listed with the shooters. There's the headline. New York Daily News cover shows Donald Trump beheading Statue of Liberty. So, it is fitting the Statue of Liberty was to be a woman in a headdress, in a burqa, a full burqa, not just a hijab or hijab or however you pronounce it, entering the Nile River there at Cairo. That is what it was built to be. It's why folks point out that it looks manly, because it was meant to be unisex, because originally the face was to be covered. So there you have it. And there's some other twists to that story I'm going to be covering a little bit later in the broadcast. But we have the big Trump insider on tomorrow. And, of course, that's Roger Stone, who was the head of his campaign in his exploratory committee 4 years ago, and who was one of the top people in his campaign until he resigned from the campaign so that he could do more on his own on Bill Maher and CNN and Fox and this show and others. And has been one of the most effective people. I see him in Discovery Channel documentaries about Trump. I turn on the television every once in a while, and it seems I see Stone out there. He'll be joining us for a full hour and a half tomorrow to really delve into Donald Trump, because he's known Donald Trump for decades. Trump's been talking about running for president since Bush Sr. in 1988. And, of course, Stone was one of the top advisors to Ronald Reagan. And Stone worked in pretty much clandestine operations with elections, pro-America elections in the third world. He's a big insider. And when he starts coming out and saying the Bushes deal drugs and the government murdered Kennedy, you have to understand that's Trump's advisor. That's pretty much one of his main advisors. And they're just waiting for the media to take the bait and attack him, because Trump really wants to be thrown in that briar patch. Now, a lot of his other campaign staff and people that are more orthodox don't, but see, they're not running the show. If they were running the show, Donald Trump wouldn't be in the lead right now. They're talking about banning Donald Trump from England. You're like, oh, that won't happen. Michael Savage is, for simply saying that many elements of radical Islam are not compatible with the West. The mayor of London, who is basically a liberal minion of radical Islam, very bizarre character, restricts everybody else's free speech, calls for bans on all sorts of basic freedom, but then says Muslims are above the law, protected group. It's all just political jockeying, political manipulation. He's come out and said that Trump is a liar. There are no no-go zones in London. We were there, there are. We were in Paris, there are. We were in, our reporters on video were in Brussels, Belgium, and Biggs has been blown up in two armored vehicles, shot and hit with shrapnel several times. That's on record in, you know, magazines that were following him, embedded when this happened. Rolling Stone, Esquire, you name it. And he said he was more scared in Brussels, Belgium, and felt more of a threat than his average day in Afghanistan or Iraq. And just everywhere they went, they would just scream at him and say, get out of here, you're not wanted. And men in cars would follow him, threatening him and screaming at him, and don't come in our gas station, don't come in our restaurant, don't come in our five and dime, don't come in our facility, don't come in our convenience store. Basically, they had to drive miles and miles away just to get food or just to go in and buy some water. And it's on record, the French police and the Belgian police don't go in those areas. And it's admitted in London, so they just sit there and lie about it. But you can't lie about it forever. Carter banned Iranians from coming to the U.S. during hostage crisis. It's up on InfoWars.com. Trump is a monster, a madman, a vile racist. He's just like Hitler or Jimmy Carter, writes Daniel Greenfeld. During the Iranian hostage crisis, Carter issued a number of orders to put pressure on Iran. Among those, Iranians were banned from entering the United States unless they opposed the Shiite Islamist regime or had a medical emergency. Yeah, you've got to openly be against it or you can't come in. Well, that's what we're saying now is Japan will not let Wahhabists in for over 25 years. In fact, Japan has no Islamic terror problem ever. And the lowest crime rate after Switzerland in the world, probably even lower than Switzerland. And they just, Japan admits and says, you can read the article at InfoWars.com, quotes from the Japanese government. It says that Islam has not been found to be compatible with our orderly society and just doesn't comport with Japan. And by the way, Japan's pretty open and liberal about your freedoms, but they will not let Muslims pray in public in Japan. You will be deported if you're caught doing it. Now, they haven't had the Islamic terror. They're super liberal, have a peace pact of non-aggression treaty. And Japan will not let Muslims into their country. Pretty much, period. Now, I'm not saying we should do that. I think that's too extreme of a response. But Islam is in a very radical cycle right now and is being bullied by radicals into extreme radical behavior. And they're bringing these people in here to create a cultural crisis and to take our freedoms. And Donald Trump is right to say until the problem's fixed, until they're being vetted, you cannot bring anybody in. Shut the borders down entirely.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
One of the latest stories up on InfoWars.com, breaking at InfoWars.com. Crazed Muslim and Hillary supporter threatens to circumcise Donald Trump. I will cut your bleep, screams man while waving knives in front of camera. There's other videos of him waving guns. This is psychotic, but literally thousands of tweets saying, I'm going to murder Trump. I'm not saying that. The media will run that and say I said that. People tweeting saying they're going to kill Trump. the different ways they're going to kill Trump. Thank God ISIS is here. Hope he kills Trump. And I would click through, and they were liberal Twitter accounts. Some of them prominent people. They think ISIS is sexy. Remember, this is being pushed by the left. These are very sick people. Let's go ahead and go to the first 30 seconds. The rest has got so much profanity, we can't play it. But this is the average Hillary supporter, in my view.
Hello again, every one of you. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump said that today on the news, in front of all millions of people, Donald Trump said that they're going to ban Muslims coming to America. Donald Trump, let me tell you one thing. Donald Trump, you need somebody who is going to put you right on your spot. And that person is me. Donald Trump, you don't have no respect. You don't have no manner. You don't have no discipline. You know, because of you, I'm not circumcised. I believe your mother and your father. They are the people who put you in this trouble. Donald Trump,
that's enough.
I am a Muslim.
Yeah, keep going. There's 10 seconds. We've got to cut it.
I'm working in the U.S. Army. Do you know thousands of Muslims are working as police officers in America? Donald Trump.
Basically, if you need that translated, and we've got a transcript up there, he says, you know, do you want us coming for you? Shut up, or we're gonna attack your genitals with knives. And as long as you scream Allah Akbar, I guess it's okay. You can read the transcript at Infowars.com. And now Hillary Clinton has come out saying Trump's playing right in the hands of ISIS. No, who played in the hands of ISIS was Hillary Clinton at the State Department 4.5 years ago that gave him the Stinger missiles, the heavy weapons, the TOW missiles, and continues to do so, hoping the public stays ignorant about that, which is not happening. But here is Hillary claiming that Trump's playing into their hands, blowing up their oil trucks that they're selling and making money with Turkey.
Instead of showing leadership, some candidates in this race are resorting to ugly, hateful rhetoric. Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, has made a name for himself in the last months by trafficking in prejudice and paranoia. His latest insult is his call to stop all Muslims from entering the United States. This is both a shameless and a dangerous idea. At a time when America should be doing everything we can to lead the fight to defeat ISIS and other radical jihadists, Donald Trump is playing right into their hands.
See how she talks like a robot to people? You will do as I say. Your planet is under my control. How dare Donald Trump want to close the borders? I am the leader of ISIS, Hillary Clinton. Our destabilization force is being defeated by those pesky Russians. Excuse me, just a moment. I was having a malfunction. My truth chip was activated. Excuse me. Donald Trump is bad. He's with ISIS. I'm good. You can trust me. How'd they get those missiles? Gee, better take your rights away and your guns. Don't run. We are your friends. Yeah, they say that Hillary normally goes around and talks in whatever accent. If she's in New York, she'll be like, it's good to be here with you today. My name is Don Corleone. Or if she's out in California to a Latino crowd, she will literally go, hello, good to be here with you. And then if she's in Kentucky, she's cut back because of press coverage of this, but when she was in Kentucky, it was the best. Good to be here today. I appreciate you. Aw, man. They start talking like a donkey or something. Trying to go on, eaw, 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 eaw. I mean, literally. Can we find her in Kentucky? I ain't been nowhere done. I mean, can you imagine if you went and spoke to a bunch of coal miners in Kentucky? And, I mean, sure, they have a thick accent, kind of like, yeah, how you doing there? And then you went, hi, I'm Alex Jones. I talk with a Texas accent, but instead I'm going to go, good to be here with you. I mean, who would buy into that? Or if I showed up to, say, a Hispanic group in Mexico and went, hello, good to see you. I mean, it is so insulting. and then now she just talks in robot voice. I am Hillary Clinton. Your planet is ours. Hand over your weapon. I love them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Top men are working on it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to Chair Chats.
Jamie, I'm delighted to be here. I love sitting here and rocking, so thanks for giving me the chance to do that.
Exactly. Well,
my friend, we have a march to finish. I will be reintroducing the Count Every Vote Act to ensure that every voter is given the opportunity to vote, that every vote is counted, and each voter is given the chance to verify his or her vote before it is cast and made permanent. We have to stay awake. We have a march to finish. On this Lord's Day, let us say with one voice the words of James Cleveland's great freedom hymn. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
even worse clips. There's clips of Rick Perry talking to Hispanic audiences that are really crazy. But again, it just shows a mindset. You think Donald Trump, when he shows up to speak to different audiences, or if he goes to Russia or to Germany or to Japan, does he show up in Japan and start going, "Oh, very good to see you. Oh, I am Donald Trump." Oh, yeah. Or does he show up in Russia and say, "It is very nice to meet you, Vladimir Putin." I mean, this shows this weird manipulation, how these people see themselves as actors, but don't even really know how the world really works. Foreigners particularly, just like a prophet isn't known in his own country, like the fact that people sound different and look different and act different. The truth is, folks like that. It's exotic if it's not taking something from them. So people actually don't want you to be coming up to them acting like you're them, because you certainly don't know how to act like them, and you've dumbed it down to some idiotic stereotype. Now, speaking of Vladimir Putin and Russia, here is some big news. One of the reasons Dr. Group, one of our health advisors, is here in studio with us today on this live Wednesday, the 9th day of December 2015 transmission. Putin wants Russia to become world's biggest exporter of non-GMO food. There is already such a drive in Europe and the United States, because I read the trade publications, that they can't supply enough of it. And so they, in the last 5 years, have banned GMO being brought in, something that has glyphosate in it, you name it, has all these secret stacked traits in it that kill farm animals and deform them and maim their young. I mean, that's on record. That this is a really good move for Russia, but of course the U.S. will try to ban them shipping the organics in. They want to make sure we eat the right thing. Separately, Monsanto is countersuing different governments and groups that are bringing up the fact that it's been linked in so many studies to cancer of the liver, of the pancreas, of the kidneys, of especially the bladder. I mean, who didn't know weed killer is good for you? I mean, their PR people said so, but they won't drink it themselves. By the way, don't drink it. Indian farmers use it to commit suicide. You want to go bye-bye, drink a glass of it, you're going to be bare minimum seeing little green men and vomiting and reducing your life expectancy by decades, and probably going to be going bye-bye. So, and if you want to go 6 feet under, I mean, if that's healthy, then you want to crawl into the grave and start pushing some little daisies up and just be flyover country and folks drive by? You want to kind of skip the next 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of your life? By all means, listen to them and drink up, but it'll kill you deader than a hammer. So will cyanide. Now, I know that's a conspiracy theory, and a lot of folks think if I say women one day, you know, used to give babies milk through their mammary glands, and that mammals are known for having hair and milk. It's true, but they're going to start saying that's not real. And I'm not joking. They're going to start saying vaginal birth never happened. It's a conspiracy theory. Already 50-something percent is cesarean. They're trying to restrict it and act like you're weird if you want to have a vaginal birth. This is all part of putting us into this unnatural world. So for the next 45 minutes or so, Dr. Group joins us in studio. Then Lord Monckton from Paris on the key world government conference we're following. Tucker Carlson joins us. And then Anthony Gucciardi will host the fourth hour. I want to invite you back if you're still hanging out here in Austin, Tejas. Today's our Christmas party from an undisclosed location. So all that's coming up. But before we get into the stack of news and cover the Putin news and the other news, you have breaking news that you're going to cover first, that you discovered what's going in children's mouths as so-called additives. And no one else has ever reported this that we know of. This is just one more crazy town thing that's going on. The good news is, as this stuff gets exposed, companies are pulling it out of their products. So the good news is sunlight is the disinfectant for these little globalist Frankenberries, these little Frankensteins they've got running amok. But first off, you developed about a year and a half ago Deep Cleanse for us. Took 6 months to bring it to market. This is a plug, folks. Free shipping until December 18th. Get great products and fund the tip of the spear in the info war. You can't beat that. Deep Cleanse is our best-selling product if we could keep it in stock. I know you couldn't get the organic Shilajit for 4 or 5 months. We were out of it. Then we keep selling out of it so fast. For the first time, we're discounting it, even though it's selling out. I just want to go further this holiday Christmas season. 17% off. It's our big special. That's going to have to end in the next few days because we'll just sell out too quick if we don't. We won't get more of this in until probably February or so. So I don't want to sell out of it. Need to keep it in stock. That's not good for products to always be sold out. But it's so popular without me ever really plugging it or promoting it, like X2 or Super Male Vitality that I think are just as amazing. But with the big groups out there, with the foodies, with the nutraceutical experts, with the hippies, this is a original proprietary product you made just for us, Deep Cleanse. Why is this so incredibly popular? Not just with my audience, but we have the metrics. All these people that aren't our audience, with this one product, well, Oxy Powder too, but that's not proprietary. You have that as well. You invented it. Are coming into InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and just buying us out of this. And now that you are able, through the big herbology lab that's so famous and well-known in Utah, to up their production, they had to expand their factory because they make this product, group designed it. This will probably be our best-selling product if we continue to keep it in stock. Why is it such a secret success without promotion, Dr. Group?
It's a product that I'm real proud of, and it took a long time to develop. And it's actually a souped-up fluoride shield. You know, we used to have the product for fluoride, and when we looked at the root cause of disease, what's happening with everybody's self-healing mechanism being suppressed, we're coming into the holiday season now where people are going to be consuming two or three times the amount of sugar and toxins and everything else for the next few months. They're going to be gaining weight. They're going to be deficient in vitamin D. What we did, as a matter of fact, the fluoride Poison on Tap documentary that you guys put on your website a couple months ago actually has the fluoride shield in the documentary. So for anyone out there, I know that you guys have been getting a lot of questions on that. The Deep Cleanse is a replacement for the fluoride shield, but it goes above.
It's just more concentrated and has more Shilajit. Explain what it has.
Right, because we focus on intestinal cleansing, liver and gallbladder cleansing, harmful organism cleansing, and then chemical and toxic metal cleansing. And that's what the Deep Cleanse is designed to do. That's designed to bond and help the body naturally eliminate all the chemicals and toxins that you're going to get, whether it's from fragrances, cosmetics, plastics, the water supply that people are taking in with all the chemicals and compounds.
And it tastes like nothing you've ever tasted with all these different essential oils and different compounds and zeolites and organic shilajit. It tastes good, but you think you've tasted everything, and then you taste this. It tastes like nothing I've ever tasted.
No, it's an amazing product, and you know, we actually get some shipped to us, and I take the product. I take everything that we develop, but we've had so many good responses from people taking the Deep Cleanse, and it really is what it says on the label. It's designed to deeply cleanse all of the chemicals and toxic metals, assist your body in doing that. And we use rare ingredients, like you mentioned, the shilajit, which is hand harvested up in the Himalayan mountains. And that's a combination of minerals and fulvic blends from decomposed plant material for 7,000.
How old is the shilajit? I know we don't know exactly, but I mean, they say that most oil isn't really fossil based. It's I guess that's abiotic. That's being proven, but this truly is a fossil oil, correct?
It's more of a resin, and it's the decomposition of, depending on where the mountain is, they might have 50, 70, even 100 different medicinal plants growing in that area of the mountain. And as they decompose, these plants are perennial, means their root structure stays there and they regrow every year, but they decompose part of the plant. The leaves fall
off. And the oil concentrates.
And it keeps working its way down, down, down into the mountain, and after, let's say, 7 or 10 years, maybe even more than that.
So it's more like amber. It's more like amber, though.
It's like a thick amber resin, except it's a dark brown, black color. So Deep Cleanse is something, look, we just can't get away from all the chemicals and toxins that we're exposed to on a daily basis.
And wasn't it the Russians back in the Olympics, people kept, they kept testing them, and they weren't on drugs, but they were on shilajit.
That's what it was, yes. That was a performance-enhancing, it's not a performance-enhancing drug because it comes from the earth. It's all natural, but what that does is it gives you all the necessary vitamins and minerals.
Would you say, on average, it's as in performance-enhancing as, say, a Supermel Vitality, or is it totally different?
It's different in the fact that it's designed to help your body chelate or bond to.
So why were the Russians taking it and still taking it?
Well, because if your body's clean, which is what we talk about all the time, then your hormones work. If you're not putting the endocrine disrupting chemicals in that are actually suppressing your hormones and increasing your estrogen and causing hormonal imbalance, and your body's clean and free of all these chemicals and toxins, these endocrine disrupting chemicals, and not only that, I mean, mercury fillings, the list goes on and on and on, gluten, then your body's ability to produce and regulate the hormones properly is balanced. It's all about balance, and the Shilajit did that. But not only that, the Shilajit actually stimulates the pituitary gland. It helps release the toxic halogens from the thyroid, and it actually brings the body's endocrine, which is your hormone-producing system, back into balance.
Well, I haven't gone through a detox taking this like I did X2. Do you think that's, I mean, I know it varies person to person group, but just your gut level, you know, so many patients, so much research dealing with these compounds. Is it that I already went through the detox with the X2 years ago, so this didn't make me feel bad? Or is it that this is just so entirely different that it didn't have that that effect?
It depends on what stage of your detox you're going through. That's why we recommend first doing an intestinal cleanse, because you don't want to start taking a bunch of chemicals and toxic compounds into your bloodstream if you're constipated, because then it's just going to get dumped into your intestines and it's going to sit there and reabsorb back into
your bloodstream. So first, Oxy powder, liver shield.
Get your liver.
Clean that out. Drink a lot of water. Apple cider vinegar, then the next phase.
Then the next phase is the deep cleanse and cleansing everything out. Now, that's not to say you can't still do that.
Well, did I start right doing X2, though, before I started the deep cleanse?
You did.
So X2 first, then the deep cleanse, then the, X2, then the Oxy powder. I mean, what's the order?
Well, the perfect order would be always focus on your intestines first, and that would be Oxy powder cleaning your intestines, because if your intestines...
Liver shield, Oxy powder, then X2, then deep cleanse.
Oxy powder and liver shield for your liver. The two main disease-causing organs that get contaminated are the intestinal tract and the liver. And so if those two are clean, then everything else works really good, and the liver is actually able to process...
Okay, so it's liver shield, Oxy powder... Then it's X2.
Oxy powder, liver shield. Mm-hmm. But X2 could be taken at any time. See, that doesn't necessarily have to be taken after any particular cleansing programs, because the iodine itself will actually bond to some of the toxic halogens, and that should come out through your urine.
So Oxy powder, liver shield.
Anybody at any time, because every cell in the body has iodine receptors on it.
So it's because, I mean, I think I'll say it this way, but tell me if I'm wrong. So it's Oxy powder, liver shield. Then deep cleanse, and X2 can be anytime.
X2 can be anytime, but usually after the liver shield, we want to go with the harmful organism cleansing, the living defense, and then just constantly clean your body on a regular basis, and then focus on cleaning your environment.
How often would you take living defense each year?
I would go through maybe one. Of course, everybody's different. That's going to depend on if they're eating a lot of sushi or not. But the living defense, I would go through at least one harmful organism cleanse every single year.
Okay, and we've got the Oxy powder discounted with the living defense, and also discounted with another product, the deep cleanse as well. There's a huge discount on that right now at InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. That's the cleanse pack. And it helps fund this operation and what we're doing as well. So it is a big win-win. I want to thank you all for your support. You can read the incredible reviews. That is a new combo special that just launched today. So there are zero reviews. The average review of over 5,000 now on the site, third-party site, Power Reviews, very reputable, look it up for yourself, is 4.8. But this is a new special today, and it's only running while supplies last, probably until, as I said, this weekend or so, because we are selling out of the deep cleanse very, very quickly. You can check out those 5.0 reviews and more at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, I'm done plugging for this hour and probably much of the next, but that is how we fund our operation. Please support our local sponsors, our local affiliates. Just as important as buying our products is supporting those local stations and spreading the word. Obviously, you're doing that. The broadcast is exploding. We want to thank you. Now, I want to get into Putin. I want to get into the non-GMO as their big export. I want to get into Monsanto when we come back. And then in the next hour, ahead of Moncton joining us, Dr. Group, you've got a stack of health news, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, I brought a bunch of information. I have some breaking news. One of the most breaking things that I found is one of my kids got a cavity recently, and I had to search all over town to try to find somebody that had some natural fillings. And it was shocking what I found. I even did the research online and couldn't pull up anything. But What I found was there was, aside from the mercury fillings, there are three or four different type of filling materials, and I brought some information here. If you want to go over that right now, we can.
Let's do the start of the next segment. Tell me all the stuff that's coming up. You got a bunch of stuff.
We have that. I put a bunch of stuff together, holiday tips, things. I think I might cover that with Anthony, though, later on. But we have the drug that helped Jimmy Carter get cancer-free. We have Superbug Apocalypse, how the Trans-Pacific Partnership harms public health. We have environmentalists put Monsanto on trial for crimes against nature. We also have some shocking information that we found out that the FDA actually wanted to stop mercury fillings, and the Obama administration killed it in secret.
Wow.
And we have some information talking about teeth, just by the way, some stem cell stuff that's happening right now where they can actually regrow your teeth in your body. So that's some of the things, of course, of the Putin GMO situation that's going on. And anybody that wants to find out about some healthy holiday tips that they can do to kind of reduce.
That's right. And I think you are going to be on some with Anthony at least 30 minutes in the fourth hour we've added today as well. But Dr. Group, when we come back, no, you can choose. This is all so important.
Okay.
What do you want to hit first when we come back?
Let's hit the chemicals that are being put in the kids' mouths, because I think that's pretty important. And children right now are...
Yeah, because you think we get away from the mercury, everything's going to be okay. And then we just move on to something just as bad or worse.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. I've got the federal government. I've got videos on the news where they say mercury's good for children's brains. I'm serious. We'll be back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Man, that is hand out of space.
gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. We're not just here complaining about the globalists and their system. We are taking our country and our world back. We are creating our own economies. We are promoting what is known to be healthy and safe and alternatives to globalism. Look at the Second Amendment culture's taken over. They admit that in every metric out there, that they've gone from 30-something years ago, guns being unpopular, to guns now being almost 75%, 74, 73% positive in this country. Roe v. Wade was popular in 1974, 1973. Now it's unpopular. The numbers are flipping. And regardless of what you think about abortion itself, people now know it's about eugenics, it's about body parts, it's not about choice. Do we demonize some woman that's had an abortion and say she's the devil? No. And a lot of the controlled opposition does that to make it look reasonable. We just simply point out we need to value life more and that people can be forgiven for what they've done. Lord knows I can. Lord knows I'm not perfect. I'm not some Pharisee, folks, up here on the high horse. Just because I'm trying to get back into health the last 4 or 5 years and I've lost 70-plus pounds, I was really fat, doesn't mean I'm Mr. Pretty Boy and have all the answers and I'm up here, you know, looking down on you. We're all in this journey together. I'm trying to get folks on this journey. Dr. Grip, you found out some incredible stuff. Just a little bit of plastic additive, bisphenol A, I know is a huge endocrine disruptor. You have the actual sheets from the dental offices. I don't want to single them out. They're just getting, you know, what's accepted normal stuff now to replace mercury. But my goodness, just from what I've researched, couldn't this be as bad as mercury? Tell us about it.
I thought that I knew everything, and I thought I had researched everything. But it wasn't until my kid had a cavity and needed to be filled that my wife took him to one of the dentist's office and she asked, is there an alternative to mercury? And they said, yes, there is. And she said, well, can I see what's in there? And so they gave her a data sheet. She called me up and she's like, do you know that these fillings contain a bunch of toxic ingredients? There's 2-hydroxyethylmethylacrylate, bisphenol A, 10-methacrylyl, I mean, you can't even pronounce these. Desal, and I'm a scientist. Dihydrogen phosphate.
Let's zoom in on that. Yeah. Okay. Lay it out so they can zoom in. That's fine right there. Put it right there for TV viewers, yeah.
Right there. There was three different types that we found. I went to three different dentist's offices in the Houston area and got these.
That is reports. The hazardous material data sheet they gave you.
Yes, it is. And this one is called Clearfill, and there's two other ones by 3M that are made by 3M. Actually, there's three other ones made by 3M, and they all contain bisphenol A, potassium persulfate, glycerol, dimethylacrylate. I mean, every single one of these chemicals, and this is what they're using to put in kids' mouths.
Well, it blows me away. If there was a little bit of it, you could see, well, we needed to bond it. But these have high percentages of this.
And, you know, This is just shocking to me. I've never seen anything like this. I'm going to post these on our website and give these to the InfoWars team, too, to post as well, because this is shocking. I thought mercury was bad.
Well, your dad was a famous chemist who helped develop bisphenol A, but yeah. No one's denying now what this does. I mean, this turns male frogs into females, females into super females. I mean, this is not good.
So they're putting endocrine-disrupting chemicals and sterility chemicals in children's mouths when they get cavities. And, you know, the cavity rate is...
That's the headline. Chemicals linked to sterility in fillings.
That's right.
Amazing. Well, listen, when you're off the air with us in 30 minutes, please go in and work with Don Salazar or Kit Daniels or Kurt Nemo or Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Mikhail Phelan or any of the writers because this is big. We do an actual story on this with the scans.
And I agree. And I just got these 2 days ago. This is for the first time we're announcing this on the air.
And this is all just because you investigated it and actually asked for the material data sheet. And we're not demonizing anybody. This is just what's going on. We're letting you know. You have a right to know. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us.